B-Pod Studios.
All right, we are live now. Hopefully on Twitter, Periscope, and I think Facebook tonight. I'm not sure if we did the, YouTube going here. But hello, everybody. Hello. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshatz.
There we go. It is on Twitter this time, Joe. We are good.
Okay, just wanted to make sure the masses are like, dude, what's going on? What's happening here?
A little bit of technical difficulties to start. No problem. It's over a couple minutes late here.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, we might as well just get the AFC East out of the way, and we'll go by division winners and their win totals. This is the NFL podcast. We'll discuss who we like, win totals and the East and.
We'll go division by division. We'll talk about each win total for you, and hopefully that makes it easy for you guys. And then, of course, I don't know if I can. I'm going to try and find the PP bill. This fucking guy. God, we always saying that shit. I hate that. So we will try and get the bell going for you guys tonight so that you can all listen. Also at 8 o'clock, doing a fantasy draft. So we're gonna be doing a fantasy draft while doing this everything. So
all right, let's get as much done as we can by then. I got a basketball game to watch here that I have on in the distance.
Are you invested in this game?
I am. Yes, I am. I was thinking a low scoring game was what I was thinking in a possible Heat win. Not a good start, but, we'll see how it plays out. All right, line them up, Q&A, who you like, who's winning. Let's start with the AFC East because I know Dan's hot on it, and I think it's just a question because year in and year out, it's the Patriots who win that division. So, Dan, I have the Patriots going over 9 wins. Right now the win total is 9. The more I look at the roster, I fear the 9. I think they'll put it together somehow, some way. I'm purely fading the Dolphins or the Bills for that matter and the Jets. The Patriots offense legitimately scares me, and I wonder how they're going to score points. I do. But right now the Buffalo Bills are the favorite at -120, and then I believe the Patriots are -150, followed by the Dolphins and the Jets. So to pick a winner, I mean, the Dolphins are the favorite. Patriots have consistently been the favorite. What is the Bills win total?
So right now we have the Buffalo Bills. So I guess we'll start off with Buffalo. Buffalo is at 9, and they are minus money, usually -120. You might be able to find some 110s out there. I'm not sure. Obviously, I'm watching this Heat game as well, so I'm a little distracted, as well as Joe, because I am also invested. I'm on the other side of Joe tonight. So Buffalo's sitting at 9. Well, let's put the baby -115, Joe. Sound good?
Okay.
All right. What are your thoughts on the Buffalo win total? I think everyone is very clear about where I stand. I'd like to get your thoughts on Buffalo to start.
Singletary, Moss as the running backs, Cole Beasley, John Brown, and Stephon Diggs. That's pretty good. Knox as the tight end. They get skill players, man. It's just can their quarterback get them the football? Will they run as well? Singletary was good last year. Is he still going to be that same guy? I don't know. I loved what Zach Moss did at Utah, but it's a rookie running back. But he might get better as the season plays on. So, I don't know. The more I look at this team, I know their defense is good. It's going to come down to that quarterback there, man. And I mean, listen, all these quarterbacks that are going into, their third year, didn't most of them get, a contract already? He hasn't. So, that's something on the table there. I'm just fading him. They could be really good, dude. They could go 11-5. I think – so I have the Patriots going 9 wins and winning the East. Does that mean they win 9 games? Probably. So I think the number is dead on with Buffalo or they go 8-8.
Okay. So if you guys don't know by now, I'm going to be on the Buffalo under. So let's start that off this year. Buffalo under 9 wins right here. We'll get the PP bell going on.
Oh. So under nine wins, Buffalo Bills.
Hold on, let me replay that for you. Buffalo Bills under nine wins. I don't know if you heard that. A little bit of the
bell. Oh, I heard it.
Okay, all right. So we got the bell there, so I'll keep doing that. Yeah. So we're going listen. I know everyone is super high on Josh Allen. I know everyone is super high on the Bills. I've said it a bunch of times. I think the coach got outcoached in the playoff game versus Bill O'Brien last year. I think anyone who gets outcoached by Bill O'Brien needs to really take a step back and look at their ability and kind of what is, you know, really going on, their ability to control the game. Now, if it was fluky or, you know, there was just some random play, obviously McDermott can't control that, but McDermott got outcoached in that game, legitimately outcoached in the second half. Let's also not forget that, and Joe, you know this better than anyone, because when Josh Allen was at Wyoming his senior year, they had expectations because of Josh Allen. And let me tell you, Josh Allen failed. He did not live up to the hype during that year, and Allen didn't look good. He got picked off constantly for Wyoming. He wasn't the player he was supposed to be that year. And I'm going to go with the same thing this year. I'm going to say Allen has a lot of high expectations. Now, I think there's going to be times where Allen makes some plays and that he can be a playmaker. He can stretch the field. I really, really worry about the receiving core. And, you know, Cole Beasley showed signs of slowing down last year. John Brown, I don't think is consistent and hasn't been consistent his entire career. And Stephon Diggs, I really worry about his attitude and everything kind of going on in Buffalo. So I see this thing imploding, and maybe that's just, you know, me being a homer and whatever, but this is not about taking the Patriots because, you know, me, I bet against the Celtics and I don't give a shit. I think that Buffalo is set for an absolute implosion. I'm going under nine. PP, lock it up, Buffalo under nine wins.
All right, I'm on Patriots over nine or at nine to push, whatever. I'm riding it out. I'm riding the Patriots to win the East. It's just something I'm doing. There's no real other analysis until somebody knocks them off. I am taking the Patriots. Now, the Dolphins, I've seen 6.5, 6. There's high expectations for the Dolphins this year. I don't feel that way for them. So right now, if I can get it at 6.5, I'll go under.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about the Patriots quickly as you kind of skipped
over. I know. Go ahead.
That's okay. So I've done a lot. I've done a lot of research. You guys all know I was a massive, massive, massive Jared Stidham supporter. Cam Newton didn't like the signing. Didn't think it would work. I'm going to take that back. I'm going to say that Newton is going to work here. I've talked to a bunch of people who actually cover the team, who know the team better than I do. The players love Newton. The coach, despite the fact that, you know, their talk radio shows say he's only going to be here for 1 year, sounds like they may have found their guy for the future because he does seemingly gel with everything that's going on. I worry about Newton's health, but man, I'm very high on N'Keal Harry this year. Very high. Very, very high. Exceptionally high and probably too high, to be honest with you. I have N'Keal Harry. You're going to love this, Joe. Top 25 wide receiver in the league. I do. I think that N'Keal Harry and Julian Edelman are going to be very good for the Patriots this year. I don't know about Sony Michel. I don't love him, but I do think Damien Harris, when he comes back, is going to be pretty good. James White should give you what you usually ask for. The offensive line outside of Illuminor, I think, is better than it was last year. The offensive side of the ball is perfect. And, you know, the defensive side of the ball, we lost the Pats lost some linebackers for sure, but what has Bill always been good at getting? Linebackers. He picks up linebackers left and right. Kyle Van Noy here. The kid that they got from the Rams a couple years ago, his name I'm blanking on, who ended up going to Tennessee. Like, they find linebackers just out of nowhere. And so, Bill, I'm going to trust that he believes that he's found something in the linebacker between Winovich and Uche and Anthony Jennings, who was so good at Alabama. I'm going to go Patriots over nine. I'm going to lock that one up too, Joe. I'm going to PP that one as well. So give me the Patriots over nine wins. I think at worst that is a push. So Patriots over nine. At plus money, you can get plus – there's plus 130s out there. So Pats over nine, PP.
So, all right. So I think that you're in the majority.
Akeem Ayers was the guy, the linebacker.
I think you're riding with – dude, a lot of people have – high expectations for the Patriots this year. The only guy, and I worked with him yesterday, Ted Johnson sees 7-9. There are holes in the team.
Dude, I don't know a single media guy that actually has them over. The Velger Mats picked them under today. Ted Johnson picked them under today. Tom Curran has them 8-8. Megan Ottolani, who's doing the show with them, has them 6-6.
Like, I saw ESPN had them 4-12.
I don't have. I think you and I might be the only one.
I have 9 wins. I have 9 wins. It could go 10. It's just I have 9. I have them going 9-7.
I have them going.
And I have them winning the. And I have them winning the East.
Me too.
So whether they win the East, whatever. It's kind of like I'm riding the fence on that one. You know.
I'm also. Can I throw one thing out there that's kind of crazy, and maybe this will be stupid. We talked about MVP bets. I think Cam Newton's worth an MVP bet this year.
So I saw something today where he could be the first quarterback benched at plus 750, and then I saw something where he could be the MVP at like plus 1500 or something.
So you can get 33-1. There's a third mode. 33 is out there. There's 25s out there. There's some good value. 25 I wouldn't take. I'm looking for something over 30-1 of them to take a ticket on that, but. I like Cam Newton. I like the Patriots offense. I really like his relationship with N'Keal Harry, everything that's been reported off the field. So, yeah, I don't mind taking a small bet on Newton to win the MVP.
I think the Pats are very weak at running back, and they don't have enough there. And if James White gets hurt, I think they're in big trouble.
I think you're sleeping on Damian Harris a little bit.
Well, he's not playing the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, but that's okay. 3 weeks, they treat it as a preseason anyways.
I'm not sleeping on him. I want the guy to play, but he's got a hand thing now. Like,
yeah, it's a pinky injury. As I was told, if this was during the season, he would play. So I think they'll start him off slow, and we'll see what happens. I think between him and Sony Michel, they can bring back Lamar Miller. They have guys. They can figure it out, I think.
Dolphins 6.5 under. I'll PP it if you want me to, but I'm going under 6.5 wins. Dolphins. It's just a lot of hype, a lot of free agents. They're going with Ryan Fitzpatrick again. He'll win 2 or 3 in a row. Then he'll suck for 7 in a row. And then, you know, will they play 2 at the end of the year? And then I just feel like that's how they always are. You know, the Jets on the other hand, and we'll get your thoughts on the Dolphins, but I don't know what to think about the Jets, but what do you think about the Dolphins?
I'm still kind of high on the Dolphins. Fitzpatrick to me is one of the most undervalued quarterbacks, you know, in the NFL. Still, I think we won't see Tua to at least halfway through the season because he's coming off a hip injury. They're gonna be careful with Tua. They don't have expectations of winning the East this year, or really expectations of winning all that much, to, you know, altogether. So I think they're gonna bring Tua along slowly because of that. I would expect the Dolphins to be pretty good, but I don't love it, Joe. I don't love it. Not enough for me to go out there and lay some money on it. But I do think that there's a chance that Buffalo is that Miami, you know, gets 6-7 wins. But if you're asking me the way I lean, I'd lean over, but it's going to be tough. I have them finishing second in division. I have them finishing ahead of Buffalo.
Wow.
Yep. I'm telling you, I think Buffalo is going to absolutely fucking implode this year. That's the same way that Pittsburgh did last year, and they figured it out. Tomlin brought it together at the end of the year. So I'm a fuck Mike Tomlin guy, so I give Mike Tomlin all the credit in the world for last year. But I thought with Ben Roethlisberger that thing would have imploded. I'm picking Buffalo to implode this year. I really am.
Holy crap.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. I'm shocked a little bit there. I'm fading them. I didn't know if I had that. How about Buffalo? The Jets are at 6.5. I see 6. I mean, where did they improve? Maybe their line's better. Sam Darnold doesn't have mono. They suck. I don't even care about their win total.
Yeah, I mean. The way I'm approaching the Jets this year, Joe, is, well, you've lost your best defensive players already. You traded Jamal Adams, so he's gone. I look at Sam Darnold and say, I think he's going to be average to above average. You know, I don't love him, but I'm gonna roll with, you know, Darnold being the starter for most of the year. Running backs, what are you gonna get out of Le'Veon Bell? Is he actually gonna play? I don't know. I don't love their team. I think I'm pretty high on Chris Herndon this year, their tight end. But I mean, really, I'm really not. And you know me, I was very high on Denzel Mims coming out of the draft as well. So I'm high on those two guys. I don't love Crowder. I don't know how much of a great fit he is, despite everyone saying everything. I don't love that team. If I'm going to choose, I'm not going to PP it, but I think it's a really solid point. I'm going under 6.5. Jets wins there. So that's the East, Joe, obviously. It might be at 6 now. Wow, I got 6. I got under 6.5 when I played it. So it's at 6 now. I wouldn't touch 6. I think 5 of the 6 wins is probably what you're looking at. Joe, with the AFC East, would you PP the Patriots winning the AFC East at +125, +130?
Well, I have them winning it.
Would you PP it, though?
I mean, sure, why not?
Okay.
I have them winning it.
Okay, what's double PP? I'm going to double PP that with Joe Murray. Patriots division winners +120, +130. I really do feel.
I got a 150 there.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, then I'm just looking at what I have in front of me.
The Bills were +110.
The Bills right now I have at minus money. So either way, Patriots, anything above +120 to me is where I would look at that and say, I think this is a legitimate.
That was the local. The local had +110 and then +150 Patriots. And then Dolphins are slightly favored ahead of the Jets.
Okay. Yeah. Give me. So Joe and I double PP Patriots AFCs. And I think that we can say this is the division that we know by far the best.
Oh, yeah. My only thing is like, dude, don't the Jets. They're the Jets, Dolphins, and Bills. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know. Until they prove me wrong, like, dude, I'm not going to, like, ooh, this is the year, you know? No. Now, let me ask you a random one last question about the Patriots. And nothing to do with gambling, but maybe it will be like an edge.
Sure.
Is the mystique over for the Patriots?
No, because I think that everyone wants to see what happens with Brady in Tampa and Belichick with Cam Newton this year. I think that people want to see that. But
like, I feel like players are going to be on the field. Like Dolphins, I don't think they're afraid to come to New England on Sunday. You know what I mean? I feel like they're just like ready to go.
Well, I think with the coach, I think it's the coach's mentality that changes things. Flores knows that he can come in and win. Does Sean McDermott really think that he can come into New England and win a game? I don't know. I don't think so. You get pantsed by Bill O'Brien in the playoffs. That's the last thing that you remember is falling apart in a playoff game to Bill O'Brien outcoaching you. Doesn't bode well to me. Doesn't bode well. So I'm gonna go with no. But I do think that Flores could come in here and say, I don't give a fuck. I don't mind going into Foxborough and beating them. So I think that, you know, Miami has a chance. But am I scared of Adam Gase? Absolutely not. Am I scared of fucking Sean McDermott? Absolutely not. I'm not. I'm just not. And if you are, I think you're riding what is known as the betting bubble, meaning that people always inflate teams above their value. And I think we're seeing that with Buffalo, and we'll discuss the other teams, obviously.
I feel like that with Detroit this year, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yep. Detroit's another one.
I just, you know, Chicago was that team last year. There's a team every
year. Hand up, Cleveland. My fault. I wrote it. I wrote it big, you know? So yeah. I went 2-1 in my win totals last year.
All right, AFC North, Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers. Ravens, I'm sure, are the favorite there. Browns, Steelers. I actually like the Steelers, like what they've done. I think Roethlisberger will still, you know, keep them a competitive playoff team. The Browns are the Browns. What's going to happen with them? I don't know. I mean, it's just what will Baker Mayfield could get benched this year and be out of the league in a year. And Joe Burrow, you know, hey, is a rookie, but they're doing good things in Cincinnati. At least like they have something in line that they want to do there. So what's the Baltimore win total?
So the Baltimore win total, let me pull it up for you here, is 11, and it's heavily juiced.
Over PP, and they have the easiest schedule in the NFL, along with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay, so there you go. PP for Joe on the Baltimore Ravens.
What's the Steelers?
The Steelers are at 9.5. Oof. Well, let me just.
I won't BP that, but go Ravens.
All right, let me discuss Baltimore. I agree with the over 11. I'm not going to BP it, but here's how I view the Ravens. I think the Ravens get 5 division wins this year. 5. I think one, maybe Pittsburgh catches them off, or maybe Cleveland catches them off. I think the Bengals are going to be a dumpster fire again. Burrow will have a good year next year, but I always worry about rookie quarterbacks, especially with that team. So I'm not counting on Cincinnati this year. I look at Baltimore and say, well, they're good for 4 to 5 divisional wins. Can they get the rest out there? And if you look at the Baltimore Ravens schedule this year, Joe, whole Lord, is it easy? And I'm gonna pull it up here. Basically, what I would say with you is I think the Ravens are looking at 11 to 11.5 wins. If you could find an 11, I feel comfortable with that. But here's their schedule. Their schedule starts off tough. Home versus Cleveland. Then they go on the road at Houston. Home versus Kansas City. First 3 weeks, not easy. Then at Washington. Home versus Cincinnati. At Philly, tough game. Home versus Pittsburgh. At Indy, at New England. But then they finish up with home versus Tennessee, at Pittsburgh, home versus Dallas, at Cleveland, home versus Jags, home versus the Giants, and home versus the Bengals. So you finish with 3 wins. You mix in, the Bengals, the Redskins. I don't know, man. I think that they'll probably end up beating Philly. To me, this is – if you can find 5 losses on the schedule, good for you. I can't. Maybe New England. Maybe – Dallas, maybe Tennessee. It's tough. Maybe Kansas City. It's tough. It is tough to me. So I'm going to go with, I think they go 11 and 5 or 12 and 4.
I have the Baltimore Ravens going 13 and 3. They're not going away, dude, right? I mean, they're one of the best rushing teams in football. Quarterback is back to where he was. Guy was the MVP candidate, right? Right. I mean, yeah.
And they won the MVP, and they drafted, exactly.
They added J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah. I mean, and Dobbins, in my opinion, is the second best back in the draft. So, that's the rich get richer. You go from Ingram to Edwards, and now you add Dobbins. I mean, that rushing attack is just ridiculous. Yeah. So
I have Ravens 13-3, Steelers 10-6. Browns 5-11, Bengals 4-12. I don't know how you feel about any of those three teams.
Okay, Steelers, I don't feel comfortable taking either side. I think 8 to 9 wins is probably their max, but if they go 4-0 or 4-2 against their division, then I could definitely see them winning.
Look who they start against: Giants, Denver, Texans, Tennessee, Philly, Cleveland, Baltimore. And then it's Dallas, Cincinnati, Jacksonville, Baltimore, Washington, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Cleveland. Like, there's 10, to me, there's 10 wins here.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely could be. I wouldn't be shocked if they dropped a few games here and there because, you have to wonder how Roethlisberger is going to hold up through another whole season, coming back off elbow surgery. So I'm not super high on them, but – If you're telling me if you think they're going to get 10, I'm not going to argue with there. I think that they're going to be right around that number. I think there's no value there.
What's the Browns? I got Cleveland.
We got Cleveland at 8.5.
Under.
Yeah, I as much as I do like Cleveland, and I know I'm usually the team will bounce back the year after they have high expectations and they don't do well. I'm going to go with the under 8.5 for Cleveland here. Baker Mayfield showed me a lot last year, not in a good way. I think Nick Chubb, you cannot possibly hope that Nick Chubb is as good as he was last year. I think the defense is still really, really talented, but what are you going to get from them offensively? And in a division with two teams that are probably better than you, it's tough for me. I mean, I think they probably get one against Pittsburgh. I think they might be able to pull one off against Baltimore, but I don't feel, super great about it. I would say pass, but I would lean under there, Joe. I agree with that.
And then just same thing with Bengals. I like what they're doing, but if Joe Burrow can get you 4 wins, I'm happy with that.
Okay. Bengals under 5.5 wins is a PP for me. Look, I really like Joe Burrow coming out of LSU. I think that he is the number one quarterback prospect in the draft. I think he's going to be a really good NFL quarterback. I also think that that team has an incomplete reconstruction of their offense when it comes from Tyler Boyd, when it comes from A.J. Green, when it comes from Joe Mixon. Green hasn't been healthy in years. Boyd is a solid number two receiver at times, and Joe Mixon is a hit or miss. You never know what you're going to get from that guy. You know, you don't know if it's going to be a 200-yard game or if it's going to be a 25-yard game. The inconsistency is there. They don't really have any talent at the tight end position. Their defense is lackluster at best. Everyone is super high on the Bengals this year in terms of the win total because they have Burrow. I'm going to fade that. I'm going to go under. I'm really not high on this team. I think they might lose every game in the division this year. They may be one against Cleveland. But, man, I do not feel good about Cincinnati at all this year. So give me the under. And that's plus 130, by the way. So give me the under.
So here's what I like about that. T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, A.J. Green, if healthy, John Ross. Like, those are better receivers than what the Patriots have. And I'm being serious. So, like, can Joe Burrow throw to these guys? Can he get production from Joe Mixon? They got Samaje Perine now, as like a third stringer running back with Bernard. I know their defense is going to be the issue. Like, it's definitely.
You're asking a lot. Look at the defense. I mean, outside of Dunlap and Geno Atkins,
Geno Atkins, dude, I don't know who they are.
It's barren. I mean, you're banking on McKenzie Alexander, William Jackson being your starting corners in a passing league, like with Lamar Jackson and Ben Roethlisberger and even Baker Mayfield at times. Like, I think you're in serious fucking trouble. Yep,
I agree. I feel like there'll be a lot of overs. I don't know. Maybe they're a team to look at that can score points but give up a ton.
If you're going to feel good about Baltimore going over and you think that Pittsburgh is going to go over the win total, usually a third team in that division does not go over the win total. So usually you're going to get, two teams in the division that go the win total. One gets close and one bottoms out. I'm going to go with Cincinnati to bottom out. 2-14 last year. How much is an improvement is Joe Burrow this year? We'll see. I know everyone loved him, was super high on him in college. We'll see. I don't know how much of a crazy upgrade he is on Finley. I just don't.
All right, Ravens winning the division, done.
Yeah, so, I mean, to me, that's an easy bet. I mean, they're minus 240 to win the division. Yeah, if you want to lay that, I wouldn't. But
I wouldn't touch that either.
Yeah.
AFC South, okay? I want the odds first, and then without who – like the Texans, the Colts, I feel like the Colts are going to be pretty good. The Titans just got Clowney. Maybe they're improved. I think Tannehill regresses, though. I feel like he regresses, and I feel like the big running back regresses just a little bit there. But the Colts get a little bit of inspiration with Phillip Rivers for a year, and the Texans have to perform, right? I mean, all the trades that they make, I know it doesn't look great on the football field, but it's like, oh, wow. Like, oh, Bill O'Brien ran into one when really didn't know what the fuck he was doing. You know what I mean? So, like, that's how I feel. But I feel like it's Texans, Colts, Titans, Jags in some sort of order, and I don't know what order it is.
Okay, so we got Colts plus 120, Titans plus 160, Texans plus 350, Jaguars plus 2,500.
Texans plus 350 is good odds right there. I'm sorry. That's 350? That's very good.
So, okay, when we give you the win totals as well. The Texans, let me see if I can pull it up here. Let's start with the Colts. They're at 9.5 or 9. The 9's heavily juiced, so it's just water, by the way, that's in the solo cup. I'm on a diet, so just water. No drinking for me. The Colts are at 9.5 most places. You might be able to find a 9. It's super heavily juiced. I would not say that.
I'm going under Colts. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, we'll get there. The Jaguars are 4.5. The Texans are at 7.5. And I believe, let me see if I can find the Titans here, are at 9. So, Joe, all right. This is going to be the division that you and I disagree with by far the most, without question.
I know that they gave up on Hopkins. I know that David Johnson stinks. I get it. But, like, they're in it every year. I'm going to take the – all right, the Titans probably win the division. But give me over 7.5 wins Texans, PP. Boom.
Okay. I could not disagree with that play more.
Give me the damn bell.
Okay, hold on. Give me the bell. I'm getting the bell. Hold on. Okay. What'd you say? Texans over 7.5 wins?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Low bell for you there. Okay. Not only do I think the Texans are going to absolutely suck ass this year, I think that that trade of Hopkins probably gets Bill O'Brien fired. Look, it's as simple as this, okay? Deshaun Watson is going to have a really good year. He's a really, really good quarterback. The question is, what's around him? What is around him? And if you're looking and you say, what about Brandon Cooks? Well, Brandon Cooks has not been able to stay healthy the past few years. And, what are you going to be able to get out of a guy like Will Fuller? Is he going to stay healthy this year? Well, I don't know. Randall Cobb, to me, is just you're signing just another Will Fuller, a guy who can't stay healthy. I think you're looking at a team that's going to end up starting Kenny Stills as their number one wide receiver at some point this year. Or, Brandon Cooks, or you're mixing Kenny Stills in a big part of your offense. Now, I really like David Johnson this year. I'm going to go the other way with that and say I think David Johnson's going to be high this year. I do. But the defense, the secondary scares the shit out of me again. We're signing has-beens like Roby and Hargreaves to be your starting corners. Your back end is your linebackers are very fast but always hurt. Watt is always hurt. Merciless is always hurt. To me, I got an underrated on this team. I hit it pretty heavy. I feel very comfortable with that. 7.5. If they finish 8-8, I think they had a good season.
Give it to me. 8-8, give it to me. Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb's going to have a year. Kiki Cutie is going to have a year, man.
I will take any money you want on Randall Cobb having a year. You tell me what you want. I'll set the line.
Texans, 7.5, over, lock it up. PP, bell. They are winning 8 games. That's what they do. They win 8 games. That's what they do.
I have the Texans under. If they win 8 games this year, I think they'll be lucky. Let's move on to the other portions of the division.
Colts.
Obviously, I disagree with there. So,
real quick with the Colts, Phillip Rivers will be an improvement to Brissett, Hoyer, whatever they had.
Yeah, massive improvement. Massive.
I like the kid Marlon Mack, and obviously they drafted the kid from Washington. The kid from Wisconsin. The only thing with Jonathan Taylor to me is this: guy has rushed a ton, but he fumbles the football, and. Like, I don't know, NFL first year, he can make cost team, turnovers. They were in games last year. This team had chances to win. They have a really good offensive line. They got Costanzo to get off his ass for another year. They got Quentin Nelson back again. Like, they have an offensive line here. Marlon Mack can play. Like, can T.Y. Hilton ever stay healthy? Like, that's all. Michael Pittman Jr. could be a stud. Could be a stud on that team. Now, the defense, Dan, what do they got? What do Malik Hooker, he's been a decent – Xavier Rhodes was a good pickup that they got from Minnesota. That's somebody that I think that's pretty good there. Besides that, I mean, I don't know. I look at their team, like Justin Houston, they picked up, right? I mean, he's going to help out a little bit there, but he might be long in the tooth. It's still just going to be what can that defense do for you? And they got a new kicker in Rodrigo Blankenship.
Well, they picked up DeForest Buckner. They traded their first round pick for him. So I think Buckner is going to be a massive addition on that defensive line. I do. Houston, I agree with. I don't know what he has left defensively. So I'm not going to go head over heels for him. But Buckner and Stewart up front should be pretty good. Autry came on last year. I think the defensive line will be okay. Darius Leonard is, to me, still an incredibly good linebacker. I worry about the second corner with Rocky Sin. Rookie corners tend to not fare super well. And I know they have Kenny Moore in the nickel, but in general, Rocky Sin scares the shit out of me defensively. I think Rhodes also is a little long in the tooth there, Joe. He has not been nearly as good the past few years. To me, that's that's
they got veteran. You bring in Rivers and Rhodes. I mean, that's some veteran leadership, man.
So, right. Rivers is going to be a massive improvement over Brissett last year. I think you're going to see Jonathan Taylor start at running back for them. Joe, I agree. He has some fumbling issues, but he's also very explosive. I think Mack ends up falling back.
He's durable.
Yeah, I am worried about the Jack Doyles of the world. What else do they have at tight end besides Doyle? You know, what about, you know, their offensive line is really good, but, you know, outside of T.Y. Hilton, wide receiver-wise, you know, Paris Campbell – fine. Zach Pascal, fine. You really have to hope that Michael Pittman Jr. has a good year.
I would. I mean, I don't know. That dude's a big target, man.
Yeah, he is. I think that I like Indy. 9 wins would be the max I would take there. I don't think you can take a 9.5.
I'm going under, but I like them.
Okay. Let's talk about Jacksonville, Joe. Under 4.5 wins. They're a little bit steamed to the under right now, minus 120, minus 125 at different books in terms of the 4.5. What are you thinking when it comes to, obviously, the quarterback, the team? They just released Leonard Fournette. The team, obviously, in my opinion, is the worst roster in the league. That's not really a surprise, but can they get 4-5 wins? Can they get 5 wins with the roster? I mean, they still have a little bit of defensive talent, drafted C.J. Henderson this year. Miles Jack's still a really good player. Josh Allen is a really good defensive end. They drafted Chiazone. Like, what are you going to see there?
I mean, if Minshew gets hurt, dude, it's Jake Luton time.
Yeah. Or Mike Glennon.
No, oh, yeah, they just signed him.
Yeah. So okay. I think you're going to go Glennon or Luton. It's ugly if Minshew gets hurt.
And they got Tyler Eifert, who's been hurt forever.
I rely zero on Eifert.
So I'm gonna go under. I like Laviska Shenault. You know me. I loved him at Colorado. I thought he was an outstanding player. Oof, man, they're not good.
But like, you know, I'll give you the wide receiver position is pretty deep. DJ Chark, Chris Conley, Laviska Shenault, Keelan Cole, D.D. Westbrook. Like, yeah.
You know, James Robinson's going to run the football for them.
I know.
Or Chris Thompson will probably be the. I'd get him on fantasy.
Ryquell Armstead is going to be the other guy to look for in that fantasy backfield. Honestly, I don't even know if it's even worth drafting a Jags running back. Yeah, I would go under, but man,
Minshew magic.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome at Washington State in the air raid and everything. I don't know how it's working.
We've been doing the podcast since the stash.
I know.
Every week I was like, dude, I'm not fading stash. You kidding me?
Yeah, the stash was very profitable for us. I think the Jaguars are going to end up tanking hard. I think you'll see them get 2 wins, 2-3 wins.
Dude, it's hot outside. It's fucking boiling hot. I'm in my basement, dude. And unless I'm pumped for football, I'm fucking boiling down here, man.
Yeah, you know, it's very hot outside.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes.
Keep your clothes on. By the way, Von Miller has just officially, I believe, opted out, or is he out for the season?
Ooh, because he had COVID and was dealing with lung issues.
I was gonna guess that he opted out. He suffered a lower leg injury. He's done for the year. Ooh. Sounds like an ACL.
Ooh.
ACL, Achilles.
What does that do to their win total?
Oh, we'll get there. I think we can discuss that. Let me discuss the Titans this year.
Oh yeah, they're worth it. They're worth a healthy discussion for the simple fact of what they did last year, dude. AFC Championship game. You know, the running back, obviously, Henry comes out of nowhere. Tannehill, I mean, what's he going to do in his, you know, in his really full season in the league? Mike Vrabel's an up-and-coming coach. You know, Corey Davis was A.J. Brown. Like, that was a pretty good tandem last year for them. Adam Humphries plays in their slot. You know, who's their backup running back going to be this year? You know, is it Darrington Evans?
I think it's Darrington Evans, yep.
Okay, Senorese Perry's there. I mean, he's another guy that they can go. But getting Jadeveon Clowney, I just think it gives them a name. It gives them a guy that's a threat that you have to compete. You have to prepare for him. I still think Kenny Vaccaro stinks. Malcolm Butler is what he is, right? I mean, he is what he is.
Oh, super overrated corner. Yep.
And, you know, the more I look at it is, what do they truly have on defense that stands out to you? And to me, it is, well, I think Christian Fulton's going to be pretty good. He's a corner they drafted.
I mean, I think their front seven, probably right there for best in the league. Okay. Jadeveon Clowney, Vic Beasley, Taquan Jones, Rashad Evans, Landry, and Nyan Jam Brown. Probably one of the top three front sevens in the NFL. So defensively, Joe, I think that they're okay there. Corner, they're going to struggle. Butler and Adoree Jackson got burned last year. You know that. They got burned badly last year. But Byard and Vaccaro are okay. Should be okay there. I worry about them offensively, Joe. I'm very high on A.J. Brown. I think that we were wrong about him coming out. I think that he's going to be very good. I worry about Corey Davis and Adam Humphries. Humphries, to me, didn't look like a guy who belonged in that system. Didn't look like he was comfortable there. And Corey Davis just feels like a bust. He does. He just feels like he's a bust. And they're just kind of holding on to him, hoping that he pulls out one year. Their offensive line is good, but, you know, they lost Conklin. Jonnu Smith, you have to – hoping that he repeats the same year. I think you're going to go back to Derrick Henry pounding the rock and Ryan Tannehill, you know, having to make 20 throws a game and hoping that you can find some guys to play wide receiver. And I'm going to say this. I like the nine. I think they're going to win the division. I think it's going to be close. But Tannehill needs to have an incredible year, and same with Derrick Henry. And the defense needs to basically be a mirror image of Buffalo last year. The way I look at the Titans is, they have to be the 2019 Buffalo Bills with better quarterback play. That's how I'm looking at them. The defense has to lead. They have to run the ball. The quarterback has to not make mistakes. And I think that was the ultimate downfall for the Bills last year.
Who's the most improved team in that division? I think the Texans got worse without Hopkins.
Yeah, Texans are the
but does
the Colts are the most improved team in the division?
Colts are most improved. I agree. Does the addition, I mean, Watson in the new year, new contract. I'm interested. I don't know what it is with the Texans. They're like this team. They're like the bee's nest that I like to fucking play with. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, am I going to get honey today or am I going to get fucking stung? You know, that's what they are to me.
I have a ticket for Bill O'Brien to be first coach fired. And that's because I don't believe in him. I don't believe in his system. I don't believe in his player evaluations. I believe he's one of the worst coaches in the NFL. And yet he still beat John McDermott in the playoffs. I'm never going to stop saying that. I'm going to go with the Colts and the Titans to win the AFC South. One of the two, they're both plus money. If you want to feel, you want to put like a unit or half unit on each, I wouldn't kill you. Try and find a Titans anything above 160. You need a plus 160 with the Titans. The Colts, I'm going to tell you, you need a plus 130. Shop around, find those. If you can't find them, don't weigh it. Get a plus 130, plus 160, I feel good.
So who do you have winning the division?
I'm going to take the Titans to win the division, but I'm laying both the Titans and the Colts.
I'm going Titans. I'm going Texans over 8.5. And I think the Colts will be better, but we'll see what happens. Let's finish one more AFC East off, and then we'll update all these Q&As that we have going on. Of course, the AFC West, as we just mentioned, Denver, Kansas City, Raiders, Chargers, Chiefs, defending Super Bowl champions. They've loaded up. They've reloaded. Hilaire is going to have a big impact on that team this year. Let's see what Mahomes does on a big contract. Their defense did improve last year. I think that Mahomes can throw to anybody, like legitimately throw to anybody. So if we started there, I still like the Chiefs to win this division no matter what.
Okay. Well, let's give you the Chiefs win total. The Kansas City Chiefs win total is 11.5. That is juiced. The Chargers are at 7.5. The Denver Broncos are at 7.5. And the Las Vegas Raiders are at 7.5. So 7.5 across the board except for the Kansas City 11.5. Joe, you want to start with the Kansas City 11.5. What are you thinking there?
12-4 Chiefs, so over. Ready for this? Raiders over. They're going 9-7 this year.
Okay, I'm sorry, you said the Chiefs over?
I got the Chiefs over, Raiders over 9.
Okay, well, let's stick with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going over 11.5 for the Chiefs?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that there's any real consideration to taking Mahomes at MVP at +400 this year? Because that's the price.
Yeah.
Well, he's the favorite. +400 is probably the worst price you can possibly get on an MVP. But would you – do you think there's any value there? Would you take it? You know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I'm putting $1,000 on it, yeah. $100, no. I mean, whatever. I think Lamar Jackson, I think – so I actually think there's a handful of guys this year. But Mahomes – if they win 12 games, get a bye. Like that's no brainer that he's going to be in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, I agree. The way I look at MVPs is I always look at the guys who have slightly less expectations because I think the expectations kind of hurt you in the MVP race. Like LeBron every year probably should be the MVP leader, right? But because we expect him to be LeBron, he gets hurt every year in terms of the actual MVP expectations. So that's kind of how I look at Mahomes going forward. Same with Brady for like a long time. You know, he was expected to be the MVP. So, yeah. Chiefs at 11.5 to me. I think that's right on the number. I think they're going 11 or 12 wins. I wouldn't touch it. I think you're playing with fire either way. You know, their defense is still bad. And so I don't feel super great about either one of those, right? Is that fair to say? I don't feel super great about either one of those. Okay. That being said, Mahomes at +400 this year probably needs to have some consideration for MVP. Because looking around the league, there's not an explosive player coming out that should be, you know, a world beater in terms of this stuff. So I'm going to go with I'd say Mahomes +400 if you want to lay some money on it. I think it would be okay. Chiefs, I'm going under. I think 11.5 is right there. I don't think it's Baltimore and Kansas City is going to go over. I think one of those teams goes under. I'm going to take Baltimore over. I'm going to take Kansas City under. They probably go flip-flop. I wouldn't play them either way. I think there's no value there. Joe, let's move on to the other team you wanted to talk about, the Vegas Raiders at 7.5. What do you like there?
Raiders over 9. I like them a lot this year. What is it? It's 9.5?
Over.
The Raiders did some good things last year. Gruden put some pretty good things in place for that team. So, you know, if we're just looking at it, like eyeballing it, Ruggs, Edwards off the bat, you know, Zay Jones coming over from Buffalo, all he did last year. And then, you know, their offensive line's decent. Hunter Renfrow, they love in the slot there. Derek Carr has had good. Jacobs got hurt last year. So how does he bounce back? That's something I'm looking at. But that defense was a little no-named last year, and they played well. Obviously, they take the Arnett kid at corner. So, like, that should be an improvement. I just like what they're doing. I love what Gruden has in place. So the only thing I will say this is that last year, their defense, that was a no-name defense, and he put that thing together. So can you do that back-to-back years? That's what concerns me. But I think Gruden's got his shit together there, and I think they go over 7.5.
So I'm gonna say I'm probably going to avoid the remainder of this division. I'm probably going to avoid this entire division entirely, except for maybe one team. Okay, the Raiders, to me, will be better than they were last year. I think Derek Carr, second year in the system, is going to be better. Joe, as you talked about, what they've done at wideout, to me, has been really impressive. You add Henry Ruggs. I'm not super high on Ruggs, but I still like him. Brian Edwards out of South Carolina, really like. Hunter Renfrow. Obviously, you guys know about Renfrow from Clemson, really good. Nelson Agholor, they bring in from Philadelphia. Okay, I think that they have enough there to get by. Darren Waller is probably going to be the number one receiving option. People always forget about Waller. They're bringing back Jason Witten. I actually think they're pretty good at tight end too, Foster Moreau as well. I really like what they've done at tight end. Running back, I think Jacobs is going to come a little bit back down to earth next this year. He was really high last year. Everyone was super high on him. He's come back down a little bit, but I'm still think he's going to have a good year. You know, who cares about really Jalen Richard when you're looking at it? Derek Carr, I expect to be better. I think the Raiders offensively are going to be better. Defensively, I think they're going to be pretty similar. Max Crosby isn't going anywhere. They had Cleveland Farrell, who I think was, you know, pretty good last year. Corey Littleton they added this year. You know, LaMarcus Joyner, I think, is going to be, you know, a pretty good player to them. I think that they're going to be okay on the back end. Obviously, you talked about Damon Arnette. I don't know what you're going to get out of them. Obviously, rookie corners. The corners are going to be the position of weakness for the Raiders. What are you going to get out of those guys consistently? If I had to choose a lean, I'd go over. Don't love it. I'm still a little nervous, but I do think that Derek Carr and that team is going to be better this year. I do. All right, Joe, let's go to the Chargers. The win total there is at 7.5. I have a lot of guys who like the over who are on the 8 or a sharp. I have a ticket on the 8. I don't really like it. to be perfectly honest, I feel pretty shitty about it. What are your thoughts on the Chargers this year? Obviously, starting Tyrod Taylor, drafted, you know, our boy Justin Herbert, and by our boy, I mean not our boy because we don't like him, either one of us. What are your thoughts on the Chargers?
I think Austin Eckler is overrated. I think Hunter Henry gets hurt every single year. I know Tyrod Taylor is a pretty decent quarterback. He's decent. He can run a team. He runs a huddle. He can do all that, and he's better than Justin Herbert at the moment. Joey Bosa, Linville Joseph, like Jones in the middle, Melvin Ingram, those are big boys. Kenneth Murray now at linebacker, like Casey Hayward at corner. These are improvements there. Chris Harris from Denver, that's an improvement. They're better. They're a better team. Their coach still concerns me. And then, you know, does Tyrod Taylor help them? Is he better than what Rivers was? Does he not turn the ball over as much? Does that keep them in games? The Chargers were always uber talented, always in games. It always came down to turnovers and defense. If Tyrod Taylor doesn't turn the football over, I think they can win 8 games. I'm not touching that total whatsoever. I think it's dead on one or the other.
Okay. Sorry, we're having some issues in my draft here. So I guess my draft is not being done tonight, or I have no idea what's going on. So
are we at halftime of this game?
We are at halftime. That is correct. The Heat, I believe, are up 5. Is that correct?
So 98 first.
6. They're up 6. 52-46.
If they're a pick 'em second half, then I am on it.
Yeah, I would be very careful. And the whole world's on Miami tonight, Joe. The whole fucking world's on Miami. So, you know, when that happens, usually things go astray in the second half of NBA games. Anyways.
Ooh, the Heat -1.5. That's too much.
Okay. Anyways, here's the way I look at the Chargers. I agree with a lot of what you said. I think that Tyrod Taylor is a upgrade over Justin Herbert, which really is not saying much in my opinion. I think Justin Herbert sucks. I think Justin Herbert's going to be a bust. I think Tyrod Taylor was good 3 years ago. I think him starting in the NFL this year is going to be a disaster. Austin Eckler had a really good year last year. I think he should be close to the same, but he'll probably decline because his season last year was ridiculous. Keenan Allen, you never really know what you're going to get out of him. Same with Mike Williams. Those guys can't stay healthy. The same goes for Hunter Henry. The same goes for the offensive line. I know they added Trey Turner and Brian Bulaga and Mike Pouncey, but, you know, what are you going to get out of the offensive line? Defensively, they're stout. You know, defensively, they're great. Bosa, Linval, Joseph, Melvin Ingram, Perryman at the linebacker. They draft Kenneth Murray at Oklahoma. The corners, they add Chris Harris as the top corner. I love that addition. Casey Hayward's still there. But they lose, you know, Darwin James for the year. So James is out again for the entire season. You know, I don't know what you're going to do back there without Derwin James. I think they're going to go. It looks like Rashawn Jenkins and Nasir Adderley. That's a problem. So, you know, deep, they might get burned. I still think the offensive side of the ball is where they're going to struggle. without Rivers, first time in a long time. Starting Tyrod Taylor in 2020 is rough. I'm going to go under. I have an over ticket. I do not like it. I'm going to go under. I would say lean the under. If you can get an eight, if you can find an eight, by all means, please find an eight. It's a reasonable amount, reasonable juice. By all means, take the eight. And then we'll finish off the division show with the team that has some breaking news. Von Miller appears to be out for the season with the Denver Broncos. The Broncos win total currently at 7.5, juiced up to -130. I wonder if Von Miller, and I'm going to refresh my page here, Von Miller's injury changes that. But, Joe, it's 7.5.
So
it's 7.5, what do you think?
I think if this team goes 8-8, it's a good year for them. But, dude, listen to these names on offense for Drew Lock: Jerry Judy, Noah Fant, Albert Akinwunmi. Right, one of the star tight ends, Philip Lindsay, Melvin Gordon, Royce Freeman, these are talented guys. Cortland Sutton, he's had some good years. You know what I mean? KJ Hamler, a wide receiver. They have talent here. They have talent. They're young talent, so they're gonna learn the hard way this year offensively. And then defense. I mean, are they the same old Bradley Chubb still there? Big guy, AJ Boye, whatever. You know what I mean? Kareem Jackson. I mean, I look at their team and defense isn't the best. It isn't the mystique. You know what I mean? Of that, especially without Von Miller, dude. So, Mark Barron still in the league. I cannot believe that. But you know, he's going to play safety, but linebacker. Overall, this team has the potential to win over 8 games. I'm going to fade it because they're too young.
Yeah, I was very high on them, but the more I've really looked into them, I'm going to agree. Drew Lock at quarterback is, I think Locke's still a year away from being really productive. Melvin Gordon, Philip Lindsay, I expect one of them to have a good year, not both. Gordon's always hurt. Their wide receivers position of strength was Sutton, Judy, Hamler, Deshaun Hamilton, Tim Patrick. So you have to hope one of those or two of those guys will have a good year. But still, I'm very low on Noah Fant out of Iowa. I never was high on him. Still low on Fant. Their offensive line still questionable. And now, you know, your depth chart, you lose Von Miller. So you're going to start a Tachu there, who I think has been, you know, garbage in the NFL. You have some names in Jarrell Casey and Purcell and Shelby Harris. But, you know, a lot of those names, A.J. Boye hasn't been good in a while. Kareem Jackson is in and out. Justin Simmons is a very good player. Bradley Chubb, in and out. So, I mean, the defense looks good on paper, but I feel like it's more name-based than actual production-based. I would avoid – again, I'm 7.5 to me. Is an avoidable number. So I'm looking at avoidable numbers with everything. I like Kansas City at 550 to win the AFC. I wouldn't play it, but I think that's obviously my choice to win the division. And the Raiders at 10-1 would be my second choice. But I don't like either one. I don't like any value in that division.
All right. Well, through the AFC, we got the NFC coming up. Just want to see if anybody wrote anything.
Let's take some questions. I know we have an NBA second half coming up here.
Odell Beckham, Bucks. So second half, I like the Bucks, but I'm not going to touch it because I already have them for the game, and I'm not touching the total because I have it at 220 under.
The Heat are now -2 second half, under 107.5, over under 107.5 for the game.
Somebody asked me if I'm listening to Dan. What am I doing? I have headphones.
I think you were sitting back. I think that's why I was looking. But that's what he always does.
Yeah. I was sweating.
Yeah.
It's okay. Von Miller, who you got second half? Milwaukee.
I don't want to touch that second half line.
I already got too much invested in the game. It's not worth it. Sometimes the old double down is there. But at one, if it was a pick 'em, Dan, I might.
I'll tell you this. I think the team totals are super juiced. I would maybe lean. Maybe an other
team. Speaking of that, Dan. We both were on the old Navy game the other night, which I want to just bring this up quickly.
Okay.
Did you know that Navy didn't practice all year long?
I did not know that they did not
me either.
Tackle. Me either. contact-wise all year long. And so, I looked at a ton of things. I didn't find a single publication that said that.
So it was 21-0 at half, okay? The second half line was 0.5 BYU. The money line was minus 140. There was no way Navy was scoring in that game. No way.
No.
So I hammered it both.
Did the old double down?
The old double down, second half, money line. They destroyed them. They beat them 34-3 in the second half.
Yep.
Scored more points in the second half than the first half.
Yep.
And I actually got to watch it because Belichick spoke for like 25 minutes.
That was pretty funny. I agree.
But like Navy – oh, by the way, dude, BYU might be a wagon because they don't play a schedule this year.
I saw that. Yeah, I think they might go undefeated, dude.
And both Romneys were playing. They had Mitt and the other, not Mitt. And I don't think it's this guy. They think they said it was distant cousin, but whatever.
Baylor Romney, who was like the cousin of Mitt Romney, and then is it Jared Romney? I think those are the two Romneys.
Yeah, so. Whatever. They had good games, both of them.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so that's that on that.
We have finished the AFC. Let's start the NFC, and then we'll go move on to the division winners in the playoffs.
All right, let's switch it up and go NFC West.
Okay, cool. I like it.
Teams are very high on the Cardinals this year. But I would say the 49ers would be the favorite. I think Seattle will be kicking around there.
Yep.
And then the Rams. So okay. If I had to rank it, without knowing the line, I would go 49ers, Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals.
Okay, so the 49ers are minus 110. To win the division. I think you could probably find a better line than that. Okay, now my draft is finally starting, so I will be they're starting in 15 minutes, so 10-15. The Seahawks are plus 170, the Rams plus 450, and the Cardinals plus 750 to win the division. Let me give you some regular season wins. The Cardinals are over under 7.5. If you listened to us early, you grabbed a 7 on that. Hopefully you got a 7 there. The Rams are 8.5 now, over under 8.5. The Niners are over under 10.5, and the Seahawks over under 9.5. Lot of high win totals. Joe, do you think this is the best division in football?
Ooh, no, but I'm going to tell you this. We'll break them all down, but this is what I wrote down. 49ers 11-5 to win the division. I have the Cardinals 10-6, Seahawks 9-7, Rams 6-10.
Okay. So I have a really, really tough time picking this division because I am high on every single one of these teams except Seattle. I'm very low on Seattle this year. Maybe they turn it on the second half of the year, but it just feels like to me that they have problems. Anyways, let's start. Who do you want to start with? You want to start with the Niners? They win, obviously, division last year. They make it to the Super Bowl, Joe. Win totals at 10.5.
Team that loses the Super Bowl, you fade. It's a thing. It's a thing, Dan.
I agree.
What about this team, though, that's like really run heavy, though?
I think Jimmy Garoppolo will be okay again. I'm not expecting a crazy amount. They're not going to let him do crazy amounts. So I think he'll be okay. The questions start to come, what are you going to get from the wide receivers? Because I now look at this, I look at the depth chart for the 49ers, right?
Well, no Emmanuel Sanders. That's a big one.
Yep. So Manny Sanders leaves. Debo Samuel is hurt, right?
Yep.
So
now you got the rookie Brandon Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk is drafted. I really like Ayuk. If you listen to our podcast throughout the year, I was super high on Ayuk. I'm not super high on him this year, okay? But I do like him. I think Samuel and him will be okay, okay? I think they will be okay. Don't love Kendrick Bourne either. Every year kind of feels like people are trying to be super high on Kendrick Bourne. Don't really love him.
Reed might get hurt again.
Yeah, definitely not high on Reed. Kittle, I think, is good. But it's Kittle, so I don't want to go too fucking crazy there. But, either way, here's the way I look at this, right? Offensively, Raheem Mostert, Tevin Coleman, they're going to run the ball really well. They're going to be a good running team.
And we'll see what happens with McKinnon, right?
We'll see what happens with McKinnon. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be okay. Defensively, they're still going to be fantastic. They lose a big defender up front, okay? They replace him with Javon Kinlaw.
Which could help.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to make you better.
And you get D Ford, throw him in the mix.
Right.
You know, DJ Jones with Nick Bosa.
I mean, losing Buckner, it's going to make you worse, right? But Kwon Alexander should be healthy. Warner should be healthy. You add in, you know, another corner this year in Jason Verrett should be good. You're hopefully he stays healthy. D Ford, you know, you don't know where you're going to get Kinlaw. I think there's a lot of questions on this team, right? I think they're going to win 9-10 games again. I think they're going to be okay. But if Yates slumped to 9-7, 8-8, wouldn't shock me. I'm going to go under on their win total 10.5. I'm going to go under there.
Okay, I got 11 wins, so I guess I'm over on that. Okay. But dude, there's something about fading that Super Bowl loser. You know what? Let's go Seahawks here. I'm curious. Okay. I'm curious why maybe you're down on them. The loss of Clowney could help. You know, he could hurt a little bit. Sorry, that's what I meant. I don't know, man. I think Russell Westbrook's in every single game, right? The guy just finds a way to keep, like, DK Metcalf had a hell of a year last year.
Yeah.
I like Philip Dorsett. I know he really couldn't do much in this offense, but I think him and Lockett will be speed guys there. But maybe it opens up more for, you know, the Greg Olsons of the world who, let's face it, Greg Olson, if healthy, is a good player. Will Dissly can still contribute. And last year we saw both Luke Wilson and Jacob Hollister contribute in that offense. Who's the damn running back on that team? Is it Chris Carson?
It should be Chris Carson. I think Carson's going to ultimately be the running back. I think he should be. Carlos Hyde will be the change of pace back, as he should be. I think that's the role he's suited for. Joe, I'm really high on DK Metcalf. I don't know. I think Dorsett's okay. Like, if you're expecting Dorsett to be really good for you, I think you're in trouble. Greg Olsen, I don't have any faith in staying healthy. I just don't. Like, you can come back for a year, and that's a cool story, man. Like, I like Greg Olsen. I just don't know how healthy he's going to be. I don't want to bank on that guy being my guy. Like, that's not a guy I want, you know, to be a main part of my offense. Well, I think the offense will be okay. Again, the offensive line is a fucking mess outside of Ayupati, and Dwayne Brown is okay. But the offensive line is still fucking messing. The defense is getting older, man. Like, Jamal Adams really helps. But, like, I still think that they...
He's a safety. He's still a safety. I hated that trade when they did it. He's a safety. But, yeah, Bruce Irvin, Bobby Wagner, KJ Wright, Shaq Griffin. And now you throw Jamal Adams into the mix with Diggs and Dunbar. It's like, all right, you know, maybe you got something there. But, you know, they did draft the kid Jordan Brooks. Who could, you know, I'm interested. I mean, he's going to play behind Wagner and Wright, so he's probably going to learn.
Out of Texas Tech, right?
Yeah, he's gonna have to learn something from those guys. So, I think he can make an impact on that team. But the Jamal Adams pickup, I don't think it's going to be all it's praised out to be. But we saw what Earl Thomas did for years in Seattle too, and was very productive.
Yeah, I mean, I think Adams is going to be good. I like Quandre Diggs. I think he's one of the more underrated safeties in the league. You still have secondary issues with Trey Flowers and Shaquille Griffin. The linebackers are great, but and again, I know that Jaron Reed was really good last year, and so is LJ Collier. Are you really expecting those guys to come back and be consistent for you on the defensive line? Like, I really, really worry about Collier and Reed and Mayowa. Like, those guys to me are you know, rotational guys. Reed may be a starter, but the other guys are rotational guys. I don't like Collier. You know, I just, man, I'm not super high on the Seahawks this year. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under there as well. So that's the way I lean there. I think you're going to see 9-7, 8-8. Okay. That's the way I'm looking for Seattle. I think they're going to have a down year. Joe, what do you think about the Rams? Do you think Jared Goff can be a good quarterback again? Is he able to bounce back off his, you know, terrible year last year? Because I think he was horrible last year.
Let's see here.
Do you think that the Rams can even get to 9 wins? Do you think Goff has a chance?
I think they can. I hate McVay. I hate Goff. But dude, their pro offense is so good. Like they run such a good pro offense that like they know how to find ways to get the ball down the field. But I think it really comes down to, can they run the football? And it really, like, they need someone to ease up like Goff's touches. I like what they do, man. They have a good offense in place. I watched them on Hard Knocks, dude. I wasn't impressed. I was not.
So Goff, to me, I think has a rebound year, right? He was so bad last year. I think we're kind of going too far one way now. I think he's going to have a little bit better of a year than we're all expecting. He kind of rebounds a little bit. So I think Goff will be okay. I'm not expecting to be a world beater. I think he'll be okay. You know, I'm a little bit higher on Goff than other people. Running back, I think they're set. You guys know how high I am on Cam Akers. I think that kid is going to be a fucking stud in the NFL. I think he's going to be the best running back in this draft. I love that kid. Darrell Henderson out of Memphis, I think, is a good running back. They have Malcolm Brown. They're going to be able to run the ball, and that's going to be super important for Goff and that team this year. Wide receivers, they draft Van Jefferson. Okay, they have Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Josh Reynolds. Every year, it feels like, every single year, it feels like we have a wide receiver on that team that either gets hurt or we have at least one, sometimes two. Is it going to be Kupp? Is it going to be Woods? Is it going to be Reynolds? I like those three, but it just feels like consistently you're not going to have one of those guys in the lineup. I feel pretty good about having Josh Reynolds as kind of a sleeper, because it just feels like you're always going to have one of those guys out, right? So to me, that's the way I look there. Offensively, they're going to be okay. I really think that. It's defensively that worries me. Donald up front has to be a monster. Same with Brockers. Those guys have to really set the line, because they're linebackers. They're banking on Leonard Floyd this year. Okay? Troy Reed or Leonard Floyd, like that's not good. Your linebackers are in serious fucking trouble if that's the case. And while Ramsey is your number one corner, who you got across from him? Troy Hill, Darius Williams, like they're in trouble there. Their secondary outside of Ramsey is trash. So I am a little bit worried that they're gonna give up a lot of points. I'm gonna go over eight and a half.
Draft day.
Oh, sorry about that. I have my fantasy draft just started. I'm gonna go over 8.5 and say they go 9-7, but man, I fucking hate that play. I do. I hate it with all my heart.
You know what? I'm going under. I got them at 6 wins. Under. PP. Give me the bell. You got the bell, or is it a problem? If not, I'll go ding.
I got the bell, baby. Just give me 1 second here.
6 wins.
There you go. It's lower now. I'm turning everything down a little bit here. So
6 wins for the Rams.
Okay. All right. I got my first round pick here coming up, Joe. Pick 6. We got a couple guys coming off the board, so I'll update you. I'm sure you guys don't really give a fuck about fantasy football, right?
Do we talk Arizona yet?
We have not talked Arizona. So Arizona is the team I am highest on in this division. I am going to
I'll break it down. You make your damn pick.
I already picked. Derrick
Henry, huh? Number 6 overall. How do people feel about that one?
Yeah.
617-77. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so let's talk about Arizona.
Well, Arizona is going to have a quarterback that was tested last year that's going to be ready to go this year. I think he learned a lot. They were actually kind of a covering team towards the end of last year. All right, so the DeAndre Hopkins move, that's huge. I mean, this is one of the best wide receivers in football. I don't care what anybody says. And then you throw Fitz in the, with I love Christian Kirk, by the way. I think he's great. They got wide receivers, man. Indy Isabella. They have guys that can catch. Now, their line's better. They get Justin Pugh from the Giants. I know people think that the Giants sucked. Whatever, they drafted Josh Jones as a tackle in the 3rd round. He's going to start. But Kenyon Drake, right? That's going to be the guy. I think he could have a huge year. Now, what happens on defense for them? right? We know that Chandler Jones is going to be in the backfield constantly, one of the top sack leaders. This Patrick Peterson, like, he wanted out a year ago. He's still there. They got Drake Kirkpatrick now. Byron Murphy's going to play the corner for them. Jalen Thompson, Buda Baker. Remember Buda Baker? He's still there. He's still there at the free safety there. So, I don't know. I look at their team, Jordan Hicks, guys in the middle. Like, that defense is going to be what it comes down to this year. Can Chandler Jones continue to do what he's doing? Like, he's been great, man. He could do it with the Patriots, and he goes there and he's even better. Like, can he consistently do it? Because if he has a huge year and they have a good offensive year, dude, he could be in the defensive player of the year category. He already is anyways.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that quite a bit. Not to mention, Kyler Murray should be up for MVP consideration this year, okay? He is second quarterback coming into a very good situation. Very much how I saw the Lamar Jackson last year, right? So I was very high on Lamar Jackson. Now, I gave out Kyler Murray as an MVP candidate, I think at like 40-1 earlier this year. I feel pretty good about that still. I think that you're going to get, man, really good, really, really, really good production with Drake as running back, Hopkins, Kirk, and Fitzgerald. Now, Fitzgerald's old, so at some point, don't you think Fitzgerald's going to kind of crash and burn a little bit, Joe? Like, don't you think that is bound to happen?
Not when they're this good. I think he's ready to go this year.
Okay. I think at some point he's going to crash and burn, okay? So I don't know if it's this year or when it is, but I think Fitzgerald is going to regress at some point. Let's see. Am I going Travis Kelce or Chris Godwin here? I'm going Godwin. Okay. I think that, at some point that is going to be a legitimate issue. Their offensive line's better. Their defense has a lot of work to do still, okay? They're very young. On the defensive line still, Chandler Jones, as you talked about, linebackers. You're expecting a lot of Devon Kennard and Isaiah Simmons. Like that's a lot to expect. And, obviously you talked about Buda Baker or Patrick Peterson's back again. What are you going to get out of Drake Kirkpatrick? Still, offensively, Kyler Murray, Drake, Hopkins, Kirk. I think you're hoping that one of Andy Isabella and Keyshawn Johnson and one of those guys kind of comes to life there for them. So to me, I'm going to be really high on Arizona offensively, especially. I think they're going to put up a lot of points. So give me the over 7.5 PP Arizona. So ding, ding. Over 7.5 PB for Arizona Cardinals. I'm going to be high on them this year. Very high.
All right. Okay. There's your NFC West breakdown here. Let's go to the South. Everyone wants to talk about it. Saints, Bucks. We know Panthers, Falcons are at the bottom. Give me the Saints. Give me the Bucks. What are the win totals?
All right, let me get Tampa up here because I know everyone loves talking about Tampa. Tampa is 9.5.
Over.
Very, very juiced.
PP, over.
Okay. All right, we'll discuss it. Carolina is 5.5 over, very juiced. Atlanta is 7.5. And who am I missing, Joe?
The Falcons.
New Orleans Saints, who is 10.5, and they are not juiced. So here's what I'm going to say. I'll let you start. You like Tampa Bay over, obviously, going Tom Brady. I'll let you start.
Dude, Tampa Bay has a lot of pieces, man. They're loaded on offense. The defense was very good last year, Todd Bowles. I think the Saints are always at the top of the division, right? They always are. I don't know how good Leonard Fournette's going to be, but I feel like he gets a little jolt. Ronald Jones will probably still be the guy there. Mike Evans is still one of the best wide receivers in football. Godwin had a really good year last year. And then Gronk, Howard, Brate, I mean, they're going to get production out of those three guys. Depends on which one steps up. Now, the offensive line's still going to be something, but we've seen Brady work around that in the past. And on defense, Ndamukong Suh, like, he's actually been pretty good. Vita Vea has been very good. Jason Pierre-Paul is still a guy that can play in this league. Shaq Barrett led the league in what in sacks last year. Winfield is strong safety. Like, I just like what they have here. There's a lot of talent here. Now, there's going to be a lot of, like, love on it because of Brady and everything like that. I think they're a good team, so I have them over 9 wins. I can't have the Patriots at 9 wins with that talent and not take the Bucs at that talent. So, PP, over 9.5 wins, Tampa Bay Bucs. I'm winning 12 and winning the division.
Okay, Joe is falling for the classic Browns pick. The Bucs are the Browns this year. That is the best possible equation that you can look at it. Okay, they have all the talents in the world, and yet I still don't think they're going to be that good. Offensively, they should be fantastic, okay? I think LeSean McCoy is going to get phased out there, Joe. So I think McCoy will be, phased out in terms of what Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette. Those guys will be, you know, really good. Tom Brady should be very good, okay? Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. I just drafted Godwin in my fantasy league. I'm super high on Godwin. I like Evans. I like the tight ends, Gronkowski, Howard, Brate, deepest position in the league. Offensive line, better. That team is going to be nasty, okay? Defensively, to me, the front seven is the most overrated in football. Mostly names. Golston sucks. Hasn't been good in a few years, okay? And Ndamukong Suh, not very good last year. Vita Vea was very good. I'll give him that. Pierre-Paul has been average, but against the run, he's garbage. Although he was good last year, but you know he regressed late in the year. Devin White, very good. Levante David, very good. Both those guys are very good against the run. Shaq Barrett last year got the most unblocked sacks in the entire NFL. I don't expect that to happen again this year. The defensive secondary is, in my opinion, the worst in the league. The worst. Not the second worst. Not the second best. The worst. Antoine Winfield's a rookie. Jordan Whitehead sucks. Bunting and Davis were garbage last year. I don't care if you want to tell me they were good towards the end of the year. I don't give a shit. They were terrible. Terrible. That team is going to absolutely fucking regress defensively. Okay? So, yeah, I am very, very, very down on that secondary. So I'm going to disagree with Joe. Now, win total wise, I think they get 10.
Okay.
I think they get 10.
Okay. And if we're going Saints, I think Breeze is regressing. I have seen regression in Drew Brees. I think this is Drew Brees' last year, by the way.
Can we be fair and say that you saw regression in Tom Brady last year? Because Tom Brady was not
good. Tom Brady was not good in that Patriots offense whatsoever. Okay. But I'm talking about Drew Brees. So, like, I think the Saints are going to have regression because Drew Brees has regression.
Okay. I think that's fair. If you take a Tampa Bay Super Bowl ticket next year, I think you're fucked. That's my opinion. I think you're looking at one of the worst possible situations you can be in next year. That's my personal opinion. I really, really, really hate it from that perspective. Okay. I do. I think that, okay, the Saints are going to be worse. They are. Drew Brees is regressing. Tom Brady regressed last year. He should be better this year. He has better weapons. Brees is going to regress.
Does he?
Yes, absolutely.
Alvin Kamara, obviously Latavius Murray.
I'm talking about Tom Brady from New England to Tampa.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Not much better weapons. Not even close, okay?
Well, so he will get better.
Drew Brees has good weapons. I agree.
He is good, but they're not better, I don't think. Michael Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders. Like, that's – and then Jared Cook's hurt. I mean, he's even back this year healthy, but, you know, and then I always
– okay, how about this? We'll call it a wash. I think you're right. I think offensively, I think Emmanuel
Sanders – Oh, no, I'm not comparing the two teams. I'm just – if we're breaking down the Saints, I don't think they're as deep as they were last year.
No, I agree with that. I think Drew Brees is regressing, and I think that defense is going to take a regression hit too. Okay. I am under you are under 10.5 wins, Joe?
For the Saints?
Okay.
Wait. For the Saints?
Yes.
Under? No, they went 11. And yeah, actually, what did they have? I wrote it down. I have, hang on. I have New Orleans 11-5.
Okay. PP, Saints under 10.5 wins. One of those two teams is going to struggle this year, whether it's the Saints, whether it's the Bucks. I'm going to go on the limb and say neither of those teams do very well in the playoffs, but the Bucks will make the playoffs. Maybe the Saints will, but I'm going to tell you right now, the Saints continue to get worse every year.
I just want to answer this kid. Breeze averaged 3 TDs a game and got hurt. Where's the regression? No. He got worse as the season went on, dude. He did.
Correct. Yes.
His arm strength wasn't there. He threw the ball to Mike Thomas every play, but he regressed, dude. Yeah, numbers are numbers, dude. Yeah, a lot of guys. Fucking Matt Stafford can throw 3 touchdowns a game. That's all I wanted to say.
What, again, just look at the playoff game. Yep, there you go. Thank you, Dan. My boy Dan Smith saying the same thing. Watch the playoff game with Breeze. He regressed last year. I think the same thing's going to happen. We're going to see a little bit of regression with these guys. Same goes for Tom Brady, by the way. I think we're going to see a little bit of regression, but his weapons are so good, they're going to make up for it. Breeze has really good weapons, so that's great, and I agree that Breeze will probably have a pretty good year. That being said, if you're asking if they're going to go get 11 wins this year, no, I'm going to go under. One of those two teams is going to struggle. So if I'm going to take one, I'm going to take not the guy that I know that works his ass off and is being doubted right now. I'm going to take the guy that I know is already having trouble with his teammates and already has some trouble in that locker room. I don't give a shit what he says. That guy already has some issues in that locker room without a goddamn doubt in my mind. So, yeah, I'm going to go that way. That's my opinion, Joe.
All right. Who else is in this division here?
Okay, we got the Falcons.
Oh, you know who I like? I like the Falcons this year, but I like them to go 7-9, a perfect 7-9.
Okay, I think the Falcons are going to be better. I think that we're looking at the Falcons at 9-7 this year. Okay, I'm going to go over the 7.5. Not a PP. I don't love it, but I do think that Matt Ryan and that team is going to bounce back. I really like Julio. I'm very high on Todd Gurley this year. Both those guys, I think, are going to bounce back offensively. They cannot possibly. There's no way in the world they have the amount of injuries that they had last year defensively. Okay? There's just no way. And even when they did have all those injuries, they were still pretty consistently okay. So I am going to take – I'm not going to PP it, but I feel very strongly – about the Falcons over 7.5 wins. I like a rebound for Matt Ryan. I like the wide receiving options with Ridley and Jones. I like the running back option with Gurley and Ito Smith and Brian Hill. I love the tight end options. I think their offensive line better, and the defense is finally healthy. I think they're – and they added Dante Fowler. I think they did the right thing. I think they're going to be good next year, Joe. So I'm going over 7.5 wins with this team. I think they're going to finish second or third in that division. It's going to be a very good division.
And then I have, what's it called last? Who was it?
Carolina.
And you know what? I like Bridgewater. I like what he's done.
You like him way more than I do.
I think Rule is just, he's in for it.
Yeah. PP, Carolina Panthers, under 5.5 wins. So something has to give. You have two good teams and an up-and-coming team. You're probably going to go 1-5 in the division, at best, in my opinion. Maybe a little bit less. Maybe you go 2-4. You sneak a win against the Saints or the Bucs. I'm going to say under 5.5 wins for that team. I don't think they get to 6. If you get found an under 6, that's fine. I like the under 5.5 plus money. So give me that.
Okay. All right.
Joe, hold on. Who do you have winning that division? We didn't buy it. We didn't do the end of it.
I have the Bucs.
Okay. You have the Bucs. You have the Bucs winning the division.
And I have the 49ers winning the West.
Okay. I have the Bucks winning the NFC South, although I hate it. And I have the Falcons finishing second, the Saints finishing third in that division.
So I have Bucks 12-4, Saints 11-5, Falcons 7-9.
It's too many wins. There's no way that's going to happen. You can't have two teams with. I don't think there was a single team in football, a single division in football that had two teams with more than 11 wins.
That's just what I got.
Okay, I'm telling you, I don't think that can happen. You're talking about that would mean Carolina gets like one win maybe in a division.
I have Carolina with 4 wins, 12 losses.
Okay. All right. All right, we'll see. By the way, in the West, I'm going to go with a bit of an upset here. I'm going to go with Arizona to win the West. And I'm going to take some plus money on that. Now, it's not a PP, but if you want to dabble along, I don't think it's a bad play at all. I really don't. So then that, I think that would be a an interesting
play. All right, let's do NFC North.
I'm going to let you start.
I nailed this one last year with the Packers. I was all over the Packers. Packers went to the AFC Championship game. So you know what? Going back to the well. This is what I have. Sorry, this is what I wrote down.
Let me get you the win totals.
Go ahead.
Well, let me draft my guy, and then I'll get you the win totals. Green Bay is over under 9. So you want to start there?
Over PP. 11-5. I have Vikings 10-6. Bears 8-8. Lions 4-12.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Okay, so I have the Packers are over under 9. We have the Vikings over under 9. We have the Lions. Find those damn fucking Lions. Under 7.5.
Under.
Over under 7.5. And we have the Bears over under
Lions 7. Under 7.5 PP.
Okay. So let's start there instead of Green Bay. Let's start with Detroit, okay? Because I think we both feel similar about this. You're not high on the Lions either.
I think Matt Patricia gets canned during the season. I think Stafford hurts his back again or something. Every year. Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones, Quintez Cephas, Danny Amendola there. They got the offensive line and they drafted the Jonah Jackson kid. Like TJ Hockenson, oh my God, is he like Jesse James, woo. Whoa, Chase Daniel better get his arm ready. Kerryon Johnson, Adrian Peterson, DeAndre Swift. That's their team. Trey Flowers, still good. Danny Shelton, whatever. Nicholas, I look at their team. Desmond Trufant, still there? Wow. Justin Coleman, former Patriot. Let's just get more Patriots. Jeff Okuda, is he even going to start this year? I don't know. The way I look at this team, they look good on paper, overrated, 4 wins. Patricia gets fired under 7.5 PP.
Okay. I'm going to agree with Joe. I'm not going to PP it, but man, I don't feel great about the wide receivers. The quarterback coming off a major injury probably will regress a little bit. I don't love Hockenson. I never really have. Although I know that Joe and I were high on him coming out of the draft, but the running backs, I think they're a mess. Adrian Peterson's probably going to be your starter. DeAndre Swift never stays healthy. And so that's tough enough to understand as it is. He's never healthy. Defensively, I think they're better. Trufant's a really good corner. You have, Trufant, Okuda, Coleman. You should be okay at the corners. You add Daron Harmon back there. He is a ball hawk, but Jamie Collins gets a contract. Is he going to play? Jared Davis had a really good year last year. Is he going to play?
Yeah, they got Jamie Collins in there too as well.
Yeah, the defensive line to me is, a problem outside of Trey Flowers. Danny Shelton was not great last year, I didn't think. I know that people really liked him, but I was not very high on him. So I think that this team is in, suffice to say, some shit defensively this year. Offensively, the wide receivers should be okay. I think the running backs are a fucking mess. And the offensive line, you never really know what you're going to get from these guys. I mean, really. So I don't feel great about anything on this team outside of the secondary and maybe the linebacking core if Jamie Collins actually wants to play this year. That's the way I'm going to look at it.
He got his money, and, let's see. Oh, my mouse died. Packers.
Okay, Packers are over under 9, Joe.
Over. I think Aaron Rodgers is – starting to plant a way out of Green Bay. And I think his way out is to play well, get to the AFC Championship again, not have the weapons, and move on. Like, I feel like that's like the plan for them. Okay. But they have a hell of a running game. Like, Jones is great. I don't know what Dylan's going to do for them. I saw that he was like third on the depth chart recently.
I don't think he's going to be much of a contributor.
Yeah, I don't even know why they even really drafted him to begin with.
But as much as I do like him, he's a downfield runner. He doesn't even fit what they want. But either way, continue.
Okay, Davante Adams is a hell of a wide receiver. He's one of the best in the league. From what I've heard, Valdez-Scantling's really stepped up. But they got Aquaninas St. Brown, the kid from Notre Dame, who really kind of played well last year. So someone has to step up for them. Like,
Continue. I have an answer for that, by the way.
I think Jay Sternberger is going to have a year. I loved this kid at Texas Tech. He played well towards the end of the season, played in the playoffs, got hurt all year. They still have old-ass Mercedes Lewis there, and then they drafted a kid, Degaria. But I think Jay Sternberg is going to have a fucking year. And I think he's probably going to have 10 touchdowns, like that kind of year. So, you know, I like Jamal Williams, Aaron Jones, it's going to be what they run. And then, you know, defensively, right? I mean, you got to look at that, like Adrian Amos, he's, you know, I just look at that defense and I'm like, oh, man. But
they have some playmakers at least. But yeah, they do. And they at least have some playmakers on the defensive side of the football. I mean, they're not consistent, but defensively, at least they have some guys who can play plays.
But wide receiver, dude, like, I don't know. Davante Adams and then like a bunch of scrubs, right?
Okay. Can I give you a name I think is going to be a breakout for them this year?
Okay.
Okay. Alan Lazard.
Okay, yeah, from Jacksonville.
Okay. Alan Lazard, to me, is going to be a breakout player. A breakout player for the Packers. I've watched him. I think he's really, really good. He came on late last year. I feel pretty good about saying, I feel pretty good about him, man. I really do. I really feel good about Lazard coming on. And if Lazard and Adam, I think Adams is going to have a great year. Scantling should be okay. I don't think Sternberger is going to be great. I am actually much higher on Josiah DeGuara. You know that kid. I was super high on him in the draft. Sternberger is going to be interesting. Joe, if Sternberger is good this year, this team is going to be elite. Like really, really elite. Because I'm high on Lazard. If Lazard and Sternberger have years, look the fuck out. Because this team could be really, really good offensively.
I agree.
I'm just not going to predict breakout years for everyone. So I'm going to go with Alan Lazard as my breakout guy. Defensively, they're going to be inconsistent. They're going to struggle against the run. I agree with that. I still think they have playmakers. Jair Alexander, Adrian Amos, obviously coming over from, you know, Chicago a couple years ago. Christian Kirksey, who I like coming out. They still have guys who can make plays. I think the Packers are going to be right around that 9-10 win range. I'm going to go over nine with them right there. I'm going to go over.
Okay. So why not the Minnesota Vikings?
I do like Minnesota. I do. Here is my problem.
What's the win total?
The win total is also 9. Okay. Right. So, yeah. So
I have over on that.
I do too. I think that they're probably going to be a 10-win team. Here's my problem. What other production are you getting from this and from this team outside of Adam Thielen? Is Justin Jefferson coming up?
Can Irv Smith do anything as a second tight end?
Are you going to rely on Kyle Rudolph as your primary receiver? Adam Thielen gets hurt.
They gave him the money, but yeah. I mean, Tajay Sharp comes over. Justin Jefferson's going to be in a good spot at least. But they don't have that. Yeah, they don't have that Diggs. They're going to regress, dude. I think they're going to regress.
I mean, you would have to think that they're gonna regress at some point. Like, it just depends on where.
They lost Rhodes. They lost Griffin on defense. Like, Anthony Barr's a year older. I don't know. I know they're good. Don't get me wrong. I think they're going to be – I don't know. Cousins played his ass off last year.
I think Cousins is going to be really good again, Joe. I'm not going against Cousins. I'm just saying, like – offensively, I do worry. Like, you have to rely on Dalvin Cook, and Madison and Cook are going to have to be awesome for you. Like, they're just going to have to be fantastic. Nine is I like it. I think they're going to get 9 to 10 wins. I think they're going to finish second in this division. I think the Lions are going to suck, so that's going to help. But it's going to be tough. There could be some serious regression if Adam Thielen gets hurt there, man. Like, if Thielen gets hurt, what is Cousins going to pass to? You know, the corpse of fucking Tajay Sharpe. Like, you know, we're taking deep there.
You know what you just did?
What? When the hosts aren't listening?
I won't bust your balls because I do it all the time.
So. No, it's okay. Tell me what it was.
I literally said everything you just said.
Well, no. Okay. So I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing. But my thing is, like, what are they going to do? Are they going to go with Justin Jefferson? Like, I'm openly asking you guys, what the fuck is this team going to do? Like, what are they going to do?
I don't know, man. I don't know, but I still think they're a 9-10 win team. I'd probably go over. But
defensively, they're good enough. It's offensively that the questions are going to start to arise.
All right, one more team. The Bears. Who will have Mitchell Trubisky at the old helm there? Ugh. I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, I guess they can't give up on the kid just yet, right? So David Montgomery hurt. Tyreek Cohen took a step back. Allen Robinson, Anthony Miller. Now Ted Ginn, Cordell Patterson played well. I don't expect that to happen again. Jimmy Graham, Cole Kmet. How about those two names?
They have like 42. They have like 42 tight ends. Like, really? Seriously, 42 tight ends.
The line is still whatever. It's not fantastic. And then obviously Akeem Hicks is their big guy. Khalil Mack obviously is what it's built around, and you know, Eddie Jackson, Kyle Fuller, still damn good. I think the defense is overrated, though. I will continue to say that.
I think the defense is underrated. I'm going to go the other way. Ooh. I think it's underrated. Akeem Hicks wasn't healthy all last year. Kyle Fuller wasn't healthy all last year. Eddie Jackson wasn't healthy. You know what I mean? So, like, at some point, I think we're underrating them a little bit. Like, I'm not asking to be the 85 Bears. I'm not asking that. I'm just asking, don't you think that we're going to see, like, you know, a good team here? It's maybe not a great team, but a good team.
I have 8-8. What's the win total?
7.5.
Oh, no.
I think if you think Minnesota is going to get 9 wins or 10 wins, I think you have to go under with Chicago. I'm high on Chicago, but I agree. I can't go over. I got to go under. I think Detroit finishes last. I think Patricia gets fired just like Joe does. I agree with everything said there. I just cannot go I just can't go over. Just can't do it. But I do like them. I do.
We got one more division to go. We've been going straight for an hour and 45
minutes. By the way, Joe, who wins that division?
I have the Packers, baby.
Okay.
I'm
going to go Green Bay to win the division as well. I think Minnesota is going to be real close. Maybe Minnesota makes the playoffs. Okay, final division. Then we pick the Super Bowl winners, give our MVP picks, and then we're getting the fuck out of here because it's been a long night.
Washington,
NFC East.
Washington football team.
They are, their win total is at 5. Philadelphia is at 9.5. The Giants are at 6. And the Cowboys are now at 10. Holy hell, Cowboys are at 10. I got them at 8.5. Where do you lie with this team, Joe?
Mm-hmm. I'm such a sucker for the Cowboys. But all right, so this is what I had, because I wrote down everything. I have the Eagles 9-7 and the Cowboys at 9-7. And remember what the Eagles did last year without like a running back and a quarterback at times? And yep. Now Mike McCarthy is in Dallas. Joe Judge is in, like, it's, I don't know where to go, man. So I have both Eagles and Cowboys at the top. I'm just going to take the Cowboys because.
All right, let's break it down. Let's start with Philly. Let's start with Philly. You're talking about them. Let's start with Philly.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles, really, you got to look at it right off the bat. They had to get a wide receiver, right? That was their biggest issue when it came to last year. I mean, they found running backs out of Sanders, right? This kid Boston Scott came out of nowhere. But Alshon Jeffrey, DeSean Jackson, And then this John Hightower kid's come out of nowhere. And then obviously they drafted Jalen Reagor. And then they got the kid, our Sega Whiteside, that I actually like.
Everyone in Philly hates that kid, but I think he might
I loved him at Stanford. I loved him.
And then good, they signed Goodwin, and then, of course, he opted out.
Yeah. But Jeffrey Jackson Reagor, like, you know, our Sega the fourth, and then this high kid Hightower that they like. They got him in the fifth round. Overall, like, I know what's his name's complaining about not playing tackle, Peters, but eventually he may go there. Ertz, Goddard, still really good. Maybe we'll see Jalen Hurts at times. You know, if you look at their defense, Fletcher Cox is still, you know, holding it down. Brandon Graham, you know, they're still a good team. Darius Slay comes over now. I like them. It's just, what are they going to do with the receiver position? Can Carson Wentz stay healthy? It's a legitimate question.
So I think that's a legitimate question, Joe. I think it's also a legitimate question. Can DeSean Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey stay healthy? I mean, those guys really have not shown the ability to stay healthy. I very much worry about DeSean Jackson. I worry the shit out of Alshon Jeffrey. I don't know about those guys. Jalen Reagor and Greg Ward may play big roles on this team next year, and that is terrifying. Terrifying if I am an Eagles fan. Defensively, they're solid. The offensive line, Jason Peters has to move back to the left tackle. That scares me. Defensively, they finally added Darius Slay. Roby Coleman should be good for them in the slot. You know, they just cut Craven LeBlanc, which I don't understand, but whatever. Their defensive line is one of the best in football, if not the best. Brandon Graham, Derek Barnett, Fletcher Cox, Jason Hargrave. If not the best, one of the top three or four. Okay? They are fantastic. What do you get out of the linebackers? What do you get out of the quarterback? What do you get out of the offensive line? What do you get out of the wide receivers? I think there's a lot of questions with the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to go under 9.5 wins here. I just don't see them being good enough to win the to get 10 wins this year.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Joe, what about Washington?
By the way, I think that's the right play, Dan, because even if they win 9 wins, I mean, you're on the right side of it, you know? So yeah. I think under is actually the right the right play there. Oh my God, the Washington football team. So,
give me your thoughts on the Washington football team, Joe.
I mean, I think Haskins is going to actually put up some like decent numbers. Now, Alex Smith's back; he's on the 53-man roster. I think you got to play Haskins and see what he has. They're going with Logan Thomas as their starting tight end, dude. Like,
I know
he's what, the former quarterback at Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
Yeah, yep. Like, I don't know, man. Steven Sims, Dontrell Inman, Terry McLaurin.
Okay. Hold on here. I would like to put something out there. First off, Terry McLaurin was really good last year. Second off, I'm very high on Steven Sims. You don't think Steven Sims has a breakout type year?
No. That's what I'm saying. They can put up numbers. It's just you look at those things and you're like, Inman, dude, he got bounced from four different teams last year.
Okay, because he was really good at Kansas. I like Steven Sims a lot. So maybe that's me being on.
No. Dude, you got to be hyped on something, right? McKissick's at the top. Antonio Gibson's probably going to have a good year. Bryce Love?
I love Antonio Gibson.
Too. Bryce Love was like the best runner in college football.
In Stanford, yeah, a couple before he tore his ACL. Look, I think that Washington's offense has some potential, but do you think that Dwayne Haskins is going to be the starter? Because I don't.
I do opening day, yeah. I mean, Kyle Allen's probably the right guy. Smith, I'm afraid. I want the kid to live. You know what I mean?
Me too.
It'd be a great story, dude. I'm afraid. Kyle Allen should be their guy, but they have to go with Haskins because of the way they drafted him. Now, McKissick, Gibson, they can do something there. They let Peterson go. And I actually like Bryce Love. And I know Peyton Barber's still there as well. Now, defensively, you know, they're going with a bunch of Jags. John Bostic's in there, Pierre Lewis, like Ronald Darby's in that mix.
Darby was not good for Philly.
But Chase Young, like they got Jonathan Allen up front already. Like, think about this, dude. Their D-line, Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, and Montez Sweat. That is all first-round picks up front with Chase Young. I mean, those are four first-round picks. They're going to have to give you some sort of impact there. And Kendall Fuller, still a pretty good corner in this league. I know Darby wasn't great, but that's where they're going to struggle. But they moved on from the dead weight that they had in the Josh Normans for a long time. You know what I mean? So I think they're trending in the right direction. What's their win total?
Their win total is 5.
I think they go 5-11. What did I have it at? Let me look. I had them at, I had them at 3-13.
Yeah. Here's my problem. My problem is I hate the quarterback. Straight simple. I think the quarterback is a mess. I don't think he is an NFL caliber quarterback. I don't think he's ready. And I think that you're going to end up having to deal with the fact that you don't have an NFL-ready quarterback, whether it's Kyle Allen, Wayne Haskins, Alex Smith, I don't know. I don't feel great about Haskins this year. I do not feel good about it, and I am worried. But I think the offensive talent around him, I'm okay with Logan Thomas. I think the offensive talent around him might be okay.
So, maybe it's just worth it to like let them all play and see what you get. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it might not. And listen, they're Washington, right? I mean, Ron Rivera is going to get an opportunity there. These kids are going to play hard for him. They've gotten rid of their bad eggs there, I think.
I think they've gotten most of the crap out. So I think if you're Washington, you need to start Dwayne Haskins to start the season, and then you see kind of what goes on from there. I think that's the way I would look at it.
All right, let's look at the Cowboys. Let's face it. Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, Wilson, Malik Turner they get from Green Bay, Noah Brown. Like, they have receivers. Now, Blake Jarwin, Blake Bell. They got Dalton Schultz from the couple of years ago. He's been – if Dak Prescott goes down, Andy Dalton's to back him up. I know people can say whatever. Tony Pollard. Pretty good backup running back, Zeke Elliott. We know what they can do on offense, and we know about that stud line that they have. Now, Joe Looney is going to be their center, and they drafted a kid, Tyler Blades, to be the center if they have him as a backup. But here they go. Don Tari Poe got hurt, right? So,
yep.
You know, Everson Griffin, DeMarcus Lawrence, like, these are the guys they have up front, dude. Like, that's a hell of a line. Tyrone Crawford, Aldon Smith, Leighton Vander Esch.
Oh, by the way, Aldon Smith, the rumors are he looks incredibly good.
Good. But Anthony Brown, Xavier Woods, like Trevon Diggs. Finally, they got a corner, like a real corner. They drafted Reggie Robinson as a safety. Like, dude, I'm excited about this friggin' team. Can they put it together? Can McCarthy be the guy? Like, I'm excited about the Cowboys. Dude, I think CeeDee Lamb, if he plays the slot, like, if they put Gallup and Cooper on the outsides and just let CeeDee Lamb run around in the middle of the field, I think he can catch, like, 80 balls, dude. Like, you're out on him?
He was that kind of showboating asshole at Oklahoma. And usually the guys who showboat in college don't work out in the NFL. I don't know.
I just think, dude, he's going to be the third option, sometimes the fourth option. You know what I mean? I like, that's too much talent. That's too much talent. He's we can say whatever we want about the guy. He's fucking talented, and he's going to be the fourth option at times with Zeke and the Elliott in the backfield.
Yeah, Cooper and Gallup should have fantastic years. I hope that Lamb catches on. I just have my doubts about him. You know what I mean? I have my doubts about the guy.
It's the Cowboys. You got to have your doubts.
Yeah,
I mean the whole thing, right?
Yeah,
and that's why I put him at 9 wins.
Yeah, I got over under 8.5 or 8. I can't remember what it was. I really liked it at that number. At 10, that's too much for me. I think 10 is probably where they end up. I think there's no value. So I'm actually going to go with the under 10. But I think they're going to go 10. They're going to go 10-6 or 11-5. No, give me the over. Actually, give me the over, because I have to take someone over in this division. So give me that. I have the Redskins under 5. I have Philly under 9.5. Give me the Cowboys at 11-5. I don't love it. At 8.5, it was my fucking one of my favorite totals. But it's been hit a lot. So I don't know. All right, Joe. Final team in the division. Final team, New York Giants, win totals at 6. What are you thinking?
I am at 3 wins under.
Wow, that low, huh?
I think they are going to suck.
You don't think that Daniel Jones has a chance of having a good year?
I think they're going to suck, dude. I think Saquon, I've heard Saquon looks great. Obviously, he got injured early last year. I think they're going to suck bad. Like, I think their line still stinks. Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, Golden Tate, like that's what they're rolling again. Now they did get Andrew Thomas at left tackle, so you know we'll see what happens there. He's gonna be a fresh rookie though. Fleming's their other right tackle. You remember him?
Yeah.
So you know, but like I just look at it: Saquon Barkley, Deion Lewis, like Dwayne Gallman, yeah, blah.
Hey, Slayton and Tate are good. Shepard, you never know. Running backs, you Saquon has to have a huge year.
Like Leonard Williams is a good, you know, he's supposedly good up front. You know, they've had Dalvin Tomlinson and Dexter Lawrence, so their line should be decent. Lorenzo Carter is a kid they took in the third round a couple of years ago. Like he's decent. O'Shane, he's pretty good. Oh, what's his name? Zimanines. But overall, like Jabril Peppers, they got last year in the trade. I think they suck. I just think they – and I could be way off, dude. I think they're a 3-win team.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a weird division. I will say this is probably the one team in the NFL I feel like I don't have a great read on. I don't know if they're going to explode and kind of be okay or if they're going to absolutely suck ass. So I'm going to say I have no idea. I'm gonna say under because it kind of fits with my you know agenda here because I hate the Giants but in general I think that they might be a 5-6 win team and this is probably right exactly where it is so that's the way I look at it. All right, Joe, who you have winning this division?
I'm gonna go Cowboys because I'm a fucking square.
Okay. So just to wrap up, I have the Patriots winning the East. Joe has the Patriots winning the East, the AFC East. AFC North, we both have the Ravens. AFC South, I have the Titans. Joe, who do you have?
I took the Titans as well.
Okay. AFC West, I have the Chiefs. He also has the Chiefs. NFC West, who do you have? You have the Niners?
I have the Niners.
Okay. I have the Cardinals. Hold on. Let me get my... my team, my guys here.
I think I have the Bucs, right?
In the NFC South, you have the Bucs. I am also going to go with the Bucs to win the NFC South. In the NFC North, we both have the Green Bay Packers. And the NFC East, I think we both have the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, man, things could be different this year. COVID, guys playing, guys getting hurt. Like, we're going off our expertise. But, like, dude, in the NBA, like, look at right now. I mean, I know we all thought that it would be Clippers, Lakers in the end, maybe. But, a lot of us thought it would be Giannis or nothing, too. So this is a crazy year, man. Teams could come out of nowhere. Teams could gel. They could rally around each other. Based off history, I mean, we've been pretty dead. I mean, there's – like the Browns was whatever. We'll take the L on that last year. For the most,
I will take the L.
And again, I'm going with the Texans because I think they're consistently that 8-win team. That's just consistency, good or bad. So, like, it could be a bad thing they're consistently bad. But generally here is based off of what we think the rosters have done, what we project. Let's see how it goes, right? I mean, at this point, it opens up on Thursday night. Did you want to do something on Thursday night?
Yeah, so I think we're going to do the week one NFL college football podcast. I think that makes sense. Joe, did you want to preview the Thursday night football game? Because that's what you usually do, is you preview the game before the podcast. We can do it here. Texans, Chiefs, Kansas City's -9. The total is 54.5. And Cleve Blakeman, of course, is the fucking referee.
Saw that. So I like the Chiefs. It's really square, but I saw a stat that says when they play non-divisional opponents, they've covered the spread like 20 in a row or something like that. And I can't fade that, buddy.
Okay. I will take the Texans plus 9.
But I will say that the Texans have been very good opening games, right?
They cover. Yep. So they cover very, they cover constantly. And not to mention the fact that, sorry, I was just picking my team there. Not to mention the fact that Clay Blakeman is playing, prepping Thursday night football. How many?
Wrangle can help an over too, an over maybe.
Last year, not a single fave covered under Clay Blakeman in Thursday night football.
Wow.
So we got a
Wrangle first game of the year, Wrangle.
We've talked about this so many times. So I'm going to go with the Texans plus 9 to cover that. The over is 50, over under 54.5. I'm going to go over. I am not going to touch it. I have no interest. I'm not going to BP it. But yeah, opening night. It happens every single NFL opening night, every single one. A couple of years ago, it was Panthers Broncos. A couple of years ago, I think it was the Patriots Steelers. I can't remember. There's always a goddamn angle every single time. And every single time, the team that Vegas needs somehow miraculously covers. So I'm going to go with the Texans because they're obviously going to need Houston compared to Kansas City. So I'm going to give me that, and I'm going to go with that.
Okay, and my awards, and we can do it now or later, but I have Brady MVP, Chandler Jones Defensive Player of the Year. And I have Bruce Arians, Coach of the Year.
Okay. I am going to take as my MVP. I'm going to take Kyler Murray. I think Patrick Mahomes and Cam Newton also get some serious consideration. But I'm going to take Kyler Murray as my MVP. I think all three of those guys have some value for betting. Coach of the Year, I'm going to take Bill Belichick. I think Belichick is going to – be the guy that obviously shows that he can win without Brady, and that's what's important. So I think Belichick wins with Cam Newton. I think they win 9 or 10 games. I think Belichick wins Coach of the Year. Offensive Rookie of the Year, I'm going Cam Akers. I gave that one out a long time ago at 50 to 1.
I don't have one, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's fine. A long time ago, I gave out Cam Akers at 50 to 1. What else am I missing, Joe?
Defensive player of the year?
I don't have that, so I'll let you do defensive player of the year.
I got Chandler Jones.
Okay. Who is your Super Bowl pick this year, Joe?
I have the Chiefs and Bucks.
Okay. So
I have the Chiefs going back to back.
Here's a fun stat for you, okay?
And I know what you said about the ticket.
Hold on. I'm going to give you a fun stat. The most bet team in the NFL in the past 25 years has not made the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Never. Who do you think the Super Bowl team is this year that has been the bet the most?
It's the Bucks.
It's the Bucks. I will guarantee you the Bucks will not make the Super Bowl this year.
I had how did I have this playing out? I had 49ers over the Vikings. Cardinals upset the Packers. Saints beat the Eagles. Bucks beat the Packers. 49ers beat the Cardinals. Bucks over 49ers. And then that's how it all worked out for me.
Okay. I'm going to take Lamar Jackson and the Ravens to win the Super Bowl. I know that is crazy considering everyone thinks that they are so terrible. I am going to take them winning the Super Bowl, and I'm going to have them beating the Cowboys. In the Super Bowl. So there you go. So I'm going to take the Ravens over the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. Now, Joe, we have some questions just before we go. So I want to have these answered, okay? So these are for a question for Brian. Okay. This is not to do with the NFL. Do you want to do NFL or non-NFL?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. From Brian, Dan, what's more important, getting the line you want or price you want? For example, you put out a play at minus one, but my book is minus 1.5, minus 110.
Hey, did you see your buddy Josh Applebaum's article this week?
I did not.
It's better to go after the money than to go after the line. And he says in the long run, that's the most profitable.
What do you mean go after the money?
Yeah, like he wrote an article saying that sometimes plus odds, like to get a team at odds is better than like
yes. Against the spread. As I've told you, Joe, many times, I rarely buy points. The only time you ever should is it for a key number in certain situations. So to me, that's pretty simple. I'm not going to answer the question on live betting because we've actually discussed that many a time. All right, love to hear your thoughts on when you're going to. Would love from our buddy Skip. Would like to hear your thoughts on if you are going to change when you get some games during the week. Some people advocating for as late as possible in case of surprise coronavirus flare-ups. No. We're going to be doing the podcast hopefully on Thursday every week, and we'll be doing that.
Thursdays is when I think we're locked in. The station wants us to do it on Thursdays, so we'll be on in the morning with Toucher and Rich, and then we'll be doing our podcast in the afternoon.
Okay, question for Bill. It's about local props. I got nothing for you there, Bill. Sorry, dude, because I don't know the odds or anything you have on there. Okay, I know you hate parlays, but Pats, Jets, Bucks, money line pays 11-1. Worth a small shot. Go fuck yourself, Steven. I love you, buddy, but what the fuck are you even thinking? It's a dumb question. Oh, my God.
Come on, Steven.
I love you, buddy.
Let me tell you, guys, week one, I already talked to my local, okay? He's licking his chops. He's ready for the rookie gamblers, dude. He's going to cash on the rookie
gamblers. Stop fucking betting parlays. How many fucking times do I have to say this to you guys? Stop it. Stop fucking betting them. You guys are not good enough to be betting parlays.
He's yelling at me, too.
No, not you. You're okay. You've established your bankroll. But in general, there are a few times you can bet parlays. One, if you need to get around limits. Two, if it's a really plus EV play and you want to parlay with another plus EV play. Outside of that, there's no fucking reason to do a parlay unless certain situations arise, very certain situations, like an NBA series play or something along those lines. That's it.
To give you an example, I took the under in the basketball game. It looks like it's heading that way. But I did a little money line Miami parlay under. But if one hits, the other one doesn't, at least I still win my money. Do you get what I mean? These other people are like living, dying off both picks hitting. It doesn't happen often, dude. It really doesn't. Especially three teamers and four teamers and 16. Like, dude, it's like, it's luck, dude. I'm telling you, it's luck. It's better to be lucky than good.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. So guys, listen, I love all you guys. I appreciate you. Stop with the fucking parlays for the love of God.
No round robins either, Ben.
No,
I used to just make a phone call and be like, "Hey, give me all the road teams today," and that wouldn't work out either. Or give me every underdog. That didn't work either. All right, I gotta pee.
All right, so let's get out of here. I think that's been good enough. I think we did 2 hours and 5 minutes. We're good. I think we're good. By the way, the Bucks are down 6 with 2 minutes left here, Joe. What do we got?
Just hoping it stays under, and then a Miami win. That's all I care about.
Okay, looks good under. Miami win. Now it's 4. So let's see. All right, Joe. That's it.
All right. He is. An announcement.
Oh, two announcements too. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. With the show on Saturdays, it'll be 7 a.m. this week, and I believe 7 a.m. next week. And then we are moving to 2 hours on the 26th. 7 to 9. 2 hours.
7 to 9 a.m.
And the station's behind it. They're interested in college football. We're going to be carrying Notre Dame games this year as well. So we might be like a pre game show at times to Notre Dame football. So that's one announcement that I have. You have an announcement, Dan?
Yes. The announcement is as we said earlier, Thursdays for the rest of the football season, unless we have a conflict, Thursdays, Joe and I will be doing NFL and college football podcast. We will go through every single college football and NFL game and every single college football game that Thursday. If there are Thursday games, Thursday night football for NFL and college football, we'll talk about them right off the top on the podcast, and then we'll move on. So if you miss the podcast, we're doing it live now. If you miss the podcast, can't help you. Sorry. So Thursday night football, probably around 7, Thursday night podcast, probably around 7 o'clock. I'll put out an announcement every week just like I always do. Okay.
All right, that's it. Check us out tomorrow, Thursday morning, Toucher and Rich. I'm sure we'll have a degenerate play, and then we'll be going over a lot of what we discussed today, so you don't want to miss that. And then that's it. Dan, you'll like the players card tomorrow at 7:30 because it has our winner for the nice. AFC East, for those who didn't catch that out later. So, all right. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. This has been a two-hour-plus edition of Over Under 985.
Who you got? Have a good one, boys.
All right, Dan. I'll talk to you, bud.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.